Look, the gloves are off now. We are getting very, very close, I think, to some kind of conclusion here. So I wouldn't worry too much about Bahram, if you like, rubbishing the PST bid. It's, you know, it's what happens. It's getting kind of a little bit brutal now. So, look, the stuff about the infighting, I discounted immediately. The more interesting stuff, I think, from the conversation is his confidence that he is going to be given a chance to run the club for a third time. And I've got sad news, I think, for some Pompey fans, that this seems to be true. I've been speaking to an awful lot of people involved in this process, and I fear this is where we're heading. The other interesting thing he admitted, though, is if they have a weakness, if they have a vulnerability, it is on the issue of can they pass the Football League's owners and directors test. Now, after the first Pompey meltdown, all of football tidied up its rule book to avoid a few things. One, obviously, clubs falling into administration. Another, the influence of, if you like, charge holders as opposed to shareholders. So the influence of people that have, if you like, security, secured loans, mortgages on clubs, exerting influence from outside. And they also wanted to avoid, if you like, repeat offenders, people that continually go through the administration process to rinse debt. Now, here we are, once again, Pompey being a national story, because I do believe it's a national story too, because it's now... This is the first big test of those new rules.
Yeah, and it sounds like Chanrai fulfills quite a few of those criteria. He's got debts which he hopes to kind of retrieve by buying the club. He has been involved with the club on a couple of occasions, you know, certainly when he owned it previously, and also with the CSI ownership, and how tenuous that is, I guess, is for the Football League to decide. Do you think it's realistic that he would pass a fit and proper persons test?
Again, I'm sorry to say, I do think it's realistic, because I've long said to people that I have very little faith in football's light touch regulation approach. It's very laissez-faire, you know, it's very sort of GB PLC is open for business, not wanting to put too many obstacles in the way of people trying to buy clubs. That said, the owners and directors test is marginally better than the fit and proper person test. The amount of rigour and scrutiny under all owners, particularly clubs when they come out of administration, is better. You know, they're very much under the microscope for sort of about 4 years. There's an awful lot of kind of financial data they have to provide. So there is a bit more scrutiny. We could have a bit of a row on our hands here. I think the Football League kind of hoped that the administrator would tackle Bahram for them. The administrator doesn't want to do that for lots of different reasons. It's now very much on the Football League. Chamrai and Levi Kushner, his partner, are very confident they're going to pass that test. We're about